Parakhes Mishnah Aleph. Although the main discussion of these prokim now is concerning Eruvei Chatziris and Shidiv Mevayos, the next couple of Mishnahis go back to the discussion of Eruvei Tchumen. And the Mishnah asks, Ketzam Mishtatvim B'Tchumen, how can a joint Eruv Tchumen be made? If let's say there are a number of people from a particular city who want to travel further than 2,000 Amos on Shabbos, so do they each have to make their own Eruv, or can they do it jointly? So the Mishnah says that one person can go and maniach a sechovis. He can place a barrel of wine or other food at the place where they want the Eruv Tchumen to be. V'omer, and he should state, Hari zeh l'chol bnei iri, behold, this is for all of the people from my city. Obviously not for everybody, but he means it's for everybody who wants to be part of the Eruv Tchumen. Now, of course, if it's his own food, then he has to transfer the ownership of that food to everybody who wants to use it. And the way he can do that, we learnt earlier on in the Masechta, he can just give it to somebody else, and that person lifts it up with the intention to acquire it on behalf of everybody who wants to be part of the Eruv. Or if the food anyway came from those people, so then he doesn't have to acquire it to them now, because it's anyway their food. And the Mishnah adds a very important law. L'chol mi sheyelech leveis ha'evel o leveis ha'mishteh. To all those who are going to a house of mourning, or a house where there is a feast celebrating a wedding, only people like that are allowed to use an Eruv Tchumen at all. Since it's for the sake of a mitzvah, so that is when the law of Eruv Tchumen applies. But one is not allowed to make an Eruv Tchumen if it is not for the sake of a mitzvah at all. If he just wants to go on a longer walk on Shabbos, one cannot make an Eruv Tchumen. The entire concept was only made so that somebody can travel further in order to do a mitzvah. Alright, continues the Mishnah, V'chol shekibbel alav m'oidyoim, anybody who accepts upon himself before Shabbos comes in, when it is still day, he accepts upon himself to use this Eruv on Shabbos, mutter, it is permitted for him to use it on Shabbos, mishetechshach. However, if he only accepts it upon himself once it has got dark, after Shabbos came in, then osur, it's forbidden for him to use that Eruv. Rather, his makom ha'shavisa remains his city as regular. She'eim ov mishetechshach, because one cannot make an Eruv once it has got dark, once Shabbos has come in, since his makom ha'shavisa has already been defined as being his house. The truth is, the Gemara explains that even if he does not accept upon himself before Shabbos to use the Eruv, it's enough that he just knows that there is an Eruv there, and then if he decides to use it on Shabbos, then we view it as if he accepted it before Shabbos. But the point is that the Mokmash Visa has to be defined already when Shabbos comes in, and not later.